Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, children, let's sing. Come on, children, let's sing. All about God, rich reward. God, I'm good for charity. Keeps us in the narrow way. Come on, children, let's sing. For the goodness of the Lord. Yeah. Come on, children, let's sing. Come on, children, let's sing. All of my God, rich reward. God will put up every day. Keep us in the narrow way. Come on, children, let's sing. Come on, children, let's shout. Though my head's brought up, none like me bowed down. Come on, children, let's sing. All the gifts of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and this is Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'd like you welcome to the show this evening. It is Thursday, the 8th of February, 2018, and I pray all is well. And I just wanted to come on for tonight and just give a word of encouragement to my brothers out there, my brothers in the body of Christ who may be struggling, who may be going through, who may be need a word of encouragement, a word of strengthening, just to let you know that God loves you. God created you, and God has a plan for your life. Amen? Amen. So tonight, I'm just going to open up a prayer, and it's going to be with you a few minutes tonight, because, again, I just want to give a word of encouragement to my brothers and lay down some foundations to encourage you to know whatever that you've been through the week. I know it's Thursday. I've got one more day to Friday to the weekend, and I prayed, and I just want to give a word of encouragement. I'm going to open up with prayer, and then we're going to get scripture, and then I'm going to share some insights and some wisdom with you, and then we're going to move on. You are listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk, and I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. We're here every Thursday night at 8:30, every Monday at 8 p.m., every Saturday at 9 a.m. for 2018, every Saturday at 9 a.m. So I encourage you to join us for that conversation on Saturday mornings so we can be able to talk and share and press into the things of God and just encourage you. Again, we're here at Issues Christian Men's Talk. We just want to encourage you as men of God in your Christian walk, as you lead in the family, in the home, and in the community. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, tonight I'm going to be reading from the book of John, chapter number 14. I'll be reading at the Gospel of John, at chapter number 14, starting at verse 1. And then the Word of God says, "Let your heart not be troubled. Believe in God, also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If they were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may also be." Father God, we say thank you today, Lord God. Jesus, we say thank you, God. We thank you for what you've done here on earth, God, when you manifest yourself in bodily form, God, to take the shape of sinful man, and come down, O God, and give your life and shed your blood for our salvation, that we might reconcile back unto the Father, O God. We thank you today for the holy gift of the Holy Spirit, which dwells within each one of us, O God, that you will continue to lead, guide, and direct us, O God, as we lead as husbands, as we love our wives, as we lead as fathers, as we mentor and disciple our children, and as we lead in our church, as we be men of God who stand up for the Word of God. who we serve the Lord through the body of Christ to encourage and edify the body and to glorify you with every part of our life. Father, continue to watch over me, watch over my family, watch over my brothers who are listening tonight, and watch over all those that I'm connected with in my circle of influence. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Well, tonight, brothers, I just wanted to give a word of encouragement. We're going to talk a little bit about men's ministry because we're in a new year now. It's February. Valentine's Day is coming for you brothers that don't realize. Hopefully you're doing something for your wife and for your fiance and those and the women in your life to encourage them, strengthen them. And also, brothers, let me say this to you. Don't forget your mom. Just get her something. Send her a card. Give her a call. Show your mom some love. Amen? Amen. Amen. It's always good to keep your mom on your side no matter what. Amen. Well, again, tonight we just wanted to share a word of encouragement. Because here at Issues Christian Men's Talk, we talk a lot about a lot of things that help encourage men to be the men they need to be, encouraged in our walk. Because sometimes being a man, being a husband and father, there's struggles, there's challenges, and we don't never want to be in a place where we're giving up. Because our thing is being a man of God is to always press to be pleasing to God, press that God that we fulfill the purpose and plan God has for our life, for our family, for our life, for our ministries. So just tonight, I just want to give a word of encouragement. Tonight, I just want to remind you, brothers, all, that you are redeemed. Because the price that Jesus Christ paid your life, you are redeemed, man. You're no longer who we used to be. I know all of us were not all of us, but some of us came to Christ and after living a full life of selfishness, having it our way, and the disobedience of God. And now we come to God. And we have to be secure in the knowledge of who we are in Christ because we are redeemed. We have our life, the debt of sin in our life is been covered. Christ has paid that price. And now our future holds with God is a full inheritance. And what God has done and God get, and our inheritance is the kingdom. Again, I read in the scriptures today, at John 14, that he has gone to prepare a place for each one of us as men to stand with him. We are redeemed, and when the Father sees us, he doesn't see us. He sees the shed blood and sacrificed life of Christ. So that life, the debt has been paid. So all of the sins we've committed, past, how we lived, the bad choices, the things we've done, the people we hurt, family members we hurt, and some of the things we did to our dad, we did ourselves and were disappointed in our failures, even after we have come to the knowledge of Christ, but yet we still sin. So all that is forgiven. The price is paid. We don't have condemnation. We are not insecure in our faith. We're secure in our faith because the Word of God teaches us. And also the Word of God teaches us of our future inheritance and who we are in God. So be encouraged, my brothers, of who you are, that you are redeemed. Your life is no longer worthless. You're not in debt to sin. The sins you committed in your life, the price has been paid. You can live eternity with the Father today, with Jesus, in his kingdom, where he's preparing a place for us. And even today, as we walk about, as we still walk out this life and walk in faith and walk and be led by the Holy Spirit, our life is no longer worthless. We're not indebted to sin. We don't think the same way. We don't do the same things. We're not committing the same sinful acts. We're not committing the same bad decisions because we use the Word of God as a blueprint, as a guide, as a direction of our life. We measure our life by the Word of God. You know, sometimes we get caught up and try and measure ourselves against us, other men, against ourselves or each other. But the only one we have to compare ourselves to is the Word of God. If we take the Word of God, meditate on the Word of God, study the Word of God, and take time to be obedient to the Holy Spirit in our life as God speaks to us, as we live out our spiritual disciplines, our spiritual habits, God is going to use and change us. Because, again, we're not worthless sinners to pay, and we have great value to God. He sees us as his son. We have a co-inheritance as Christ. What Christ received, we will receive. We will sit. He is our spiritual brother. We will stand with him in the presence of the Father. And his inheritance he prepares for us is what we are promised for. So we are important to God. God has a plan, a purpose for us on this life. You know, I talk to so many men and brothers I know who had bad situations, bad choices. And even some brothers who were quote unquote raised in the church and were, you know, been in the church as they were babes and raised in the pews, they still had challenges they had to overcome. They still, some of them had to made wrong decisions, went the wrong way, backslid and were prodigals. But yet God still had a great plan for their life. So when they came back, repented, because that's one of the things we have to remember as men. We are not forsaken by God. When we are saved, when God has just predetermined that we are saved, we are his saints, we are his chosen. But we're going to make mistakes, we're going to make bad choices sometimes, big ones and little ones, but yet, if we get up and repent, truly repent in our heart, because remember, God knows our heart, he knows the intentions of our heart. So if we truly repent and become obedient to his word, he will forgive us, he will restore us, and we're reconciled with him. He's never leave us or forsake us. So be encouraged that today you are of great value to God and you are important. And he's here for you. He's gifted you. He's indwelled the Holy Spirit within you. It's just up to us to make the choice to obey. Because why do we obey? Because we love God. We love Christ. Our love produces obedience. Our faith produces obedience. And also, as men of God, we are redeemed. We now look forward to the rich purpose and plan that God has for us. No matter where you are right now, brothers, I don't care if you've been saved 30 years, you've been saved 30 minutes, or you may even get saved by after hearing this broadcast or my message to you today and be encouraged that you would give your life to Christ. I encourage you that God has a great plan for you. The men and people he puts in your life, he predestined that with time. There may be men in your life today that you would have never known, you never ran into. But because you are in the body of Christ, these men have come alongside you and can encourage you. And that's why we say here at Issues Christian Men's Talk the importance of men's ministry, of true men's fellowship. Fellowship that we get past the superficial, get talking about sports and what's going on in the sports world and politics and all the things that distract us. But what's going on in your heart and mind? What are the things you're struggling with and who do you share that with? Who do you go for counseling? But are you still playing the Long Ranger? You know, because I encourage you, find someone you can speak to, your pastor, elder, a friend. And sometimes it's not even men that are leaders. If there's a man of faith in your life, are you building a relationship where you can trust him? Or are you trying to impress him? Because a lot of times we struggle, we put up facades and masquerades because we don't look good to our peers and to our brothers. That's why we all get dressed up on suits and ties and handkerchiefs and shirts that match our shoes. We want to look good. We want to smell good. But yet on the inside, Jesus warned the Pharisees about that, dressing up the inside, but inside we're dead. So I encourage you, brother, I don't want you to be dead on the inside where you're struggling with family, you're struggling with life, you're struggling with your own bad choices because you haven't forgiven yourself. But know that God loves you. You are redeemed. You're redeemed from your sin. You are forgiven of your sin. Now walk in that thing. Be encouraged. Be strengthened that you not give up. It's one of the things I always say at our Man Up events or even when we talk on the radio, and I say a word of encouragement. Don't give up no matter what's going on with you. And I say again, do not let the circumstances of your life push you away from God. We all go through stuff. I go through stuff. Your pastor goes through stuff. That brother you think's got it all together and he's in the church and he's, you know, he's praying, he's worshiping, he's living life and you think he's got it all together. There's challenges. Some of us have different challenges and some of us handle our challenges different. But I'll tell you right now that I have men in my life that if my things get overwhelming to me, I can call them. And then I also have men in my life I can call and I don't wait till it gets overwhelming. I wait. I share some stuff. I let the burdens go. Some things go and then release. And sometimes, even with the men, you have to have the right men in your circle who give you wisdom, direction, and guidance. Men that will lead you in prayer. That men will pray with you. That men will pray for you. That men will reach out to you and let you know, hey, bro, are you all right? Are you truly all right? And you know that for yourself, that you will be honest. Because when you're going through something and need something, you know these are the brothers that really, really, truly care for you. So, again, I just wanted to encourage you. Just wanted to encourage you tonight and speak into your life. I want to share one scripture with you, and then we're going to I'm going to let you go for tonight. But, again, this is Issues Christian Men's Talk, and I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. Again, we're here live every Thursday at 8:30, between 8:30 and 8 o'clock, because we're moving it around a little bit. We're here Saturday morning at 9 a.m., Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for 1 hour, and I encourage you to please call in and join us. You can call in. You can call up for all the broadcasts by calling 646-668-2636. And if you would like to join the conversation, have input, you can reach out to us there. Reach out and press 1 on your keypad, and we'll bring you into the conversation. You can share. I will pray for you. You can get, you know, you can just vent or you can share some wisdom. And I, again, we have an open line here. You can always call in and be part of the program. Real quick, I want to read Ephesians, from Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. And I want to read verses 13 and 14. In whom you have trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnestness of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Brothers, just remember, you've been bought with a price. You've been bought with the blood of Christ. There's no greater value. Price has been paid for your life, and God is predestined. He knows you. You're sealed. He's sealed with a promise. That Holy Spirit that's indwelling within you is a down payment on heaven. It's a down payment of his presence. But we have to, again, I encourage you to know who you are, to know who you are in Christ, and you are who God says you are, that you are a redeemed man. The debt has been paid. You're no longer bound by sin. There's no condemnation for your past, and you are to look forward with the rich meaning and purpose that God has for you. He has a plan and purpose for your life. None of us are mistakes. None of us are just created just because our mothers and fathers got together. God ordained us to be the men to lead in the home, in the church, and in the community. So again, husbands and fathers, I encourage you, seek God, pray, continue to live a life obedient to him. Read your word, study your word, and apply your word. That's the best thing I can tell any brother that I can share with. Whatever's going on in your life, seek the word for the answer, seek the word for the plan, seek the word for the vision, and then apply the word to your life. Take it one verse at a time, one chapter at a time, and you'll see a change. Because the Holy Spirit will start making a way, making it possible. Because it's not what you can do under your own power. It's not behavior modification. It's not trying to just do better and be better. It's about obedience to the Word of God. And that's where we're going to get our outbreak and our breakthroughs and our deliverance, is through the Word of God. Living that life that God has called us to live. Amen? Amen. Again, I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. This has been Issues Christian Men's Talk. I thank you for joining me tonight. And God bless. We'll be on again on Saturday morning, the 10th of February at 9 a.m. I encourage you to join us. God bless you and peace.